Right, so we're on our way to Santa Fe, and it started sprinkling a little bit. Like, right as it started to kind of get dark a little, we noticed that there was some fog kind of coming in, and there was, like, a few sprinkles of water on my windshield, but nothing, like, that was really that big of a deal. And then within the next, like, 30 minutes from that happening, it started to, like, the fog just kind of got closer and closer until it was actually, well, it's snowing, apparently. We thought it was rain at first because it was just, like, hitting and melting.
I think Brad should stop talking with his hands and keep both hands on the wheel.
Oh, yeah, because after 30 minutes of driving in what we originally thought was very quiet rain, there was about 3 inches of snow on the ground all around us. And right now, for the past, what, probably 2 hours now?
Yeah, I guess, it's been about 2 hours.
We've been driving through what is actually my first blizzard. So we're, like, going through the desert in Santa Fe where there's absolutely no civilization nearby. Actually, we just hit the first stoplight that we've seen in the past 100 miles or so. But pretty much it's been no lights, no cars, except for a couple that are just, like, lost or pulled over. And I for a while I was actually going 75 through the blizzard with no problem because it was still, like, kind of daylight. But then as soon as it was dark and it started accumulating, there was no traffic on the road. So there's, like, I mean, we're probably looking at about almost a foot of snow already.
It's pretty insane. I didn't know it snowed in New Mexico. But of course, the first time that I ever come west, there's a blizzard. Awesome!
Yeah, that makes sense. So now for about the past, probably like 45 minutes to an hour, we've been going 25-30 miles an hour. I've been following a van. He's been kind of like paving a way through the road, like just knocking all the snow over, and I'm kind of just riding in his tire tracks.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
But so, oh well.
We've kind of been taking turns kind of passing cars. Because people will just pull over or just be going ridiculously slow. But
I think we only have like 15 miles left to our hotel. So, you know, like an hour. Big deal.
Yeah, so it's been, I mean, it hasn't been terrible. The scariest part was when we were driving and the visibility was about, I mean, I had to look down at my hood. I had my chin resting on the steering wheel looking down over the front of my car because that's the only area that I could see on the road. And so I couldn't really tell where the lanes were. I was just kind of like following tire tracks, and I mean every once in a while I would feel the buzz, you know, from like going off, and so I'd be like, oh, okay, there's the edge of the road again. So at least I would kind of know where I was at that point. But yeah, it's been a pretty ridiculous experience, and we've got lots of footage thanks to Emily. Actually, I have done minimal video capture from the driver's seat, so.
He has done none. I won't let him. He keeps trying, but I'd rather live. Thanks.
Okay, so. Anyway, okay, that's good.
All right. Bye, guys.